welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And you might notice that Claire sounds a bit different today, and that's because we want to continue the podcast, but we are in different places.
Yes, I'm in my own home, sitting at the table surrounded by massive chartership papers.
Yes, and I'm sat at my desk surrounded by lots of tasty snacks, because that's what I do when I'm at home. I eat a lot.
Do you?
I do, because I get bored, so when I'm bored I just want to eat.
I'm trying not to do that, but I decided I would focus on doing quite a lot of work in the morning, so get up, normal time, do a load of work, and then in the afternoon I'm going to take the dog for a walk, do a bit of exercise.
Yes, I'm going to go for a long walk as well, but make sure I keep my distance if anybody is to appear.
Absolutely.
So before we continue with our podcast, I will apologise for any background noise you might hear, as I do live with two other people who are currently working from home, and you have the dog, don't
you? I've got the dog and my daughter who's running up and down the drive at the moment doing the bleep test. Yes.
It's going to be an interesting podcast going forward.
It is, isn't it? It is. So yesterday I was in school because we were actually going in and being a key worker, so we were supporting the students that were going into school. But as the government has decided to close libraries, the school decided they were going to close the school library as well. So I am now working from home.
It's quite sad, isn't it?
It's really sad. I know the students enjoyed having that area to go into. While they're at school, they're working on the computers. And so it was like a break to be able to come into the library. But that is no more, I'm afraid.
It's just a bizarre situation, really.
It's very bizarre, very bizarre.
And now obviously we can't really leave the house unless it's essential. But there's loads of stuff you can do in the house, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the students, there's so many resources on the, you know, being sent out on the internet for you to do. Lots of exercise programs, reading programs, all sorts of things.
I think it's really nice because, you know, big companies like Amazon, they've made their Audible free. Yeah. I saw that Carol Vorderman's maths program for primary kids, that's now free.
Yeah, there's just all sorts of
all the exercise stuff. I've been doing what's he called? I think he's called Joe something, and he does exercise for kids.
Yeah. Have you been doing that, have you?
I have.
And what sort of things is he doing?
He's doing like sit-ups and stuff, which may I just say is very hard if you've got like a young child. My sister said she tried it with her kid who's like 4 and couldn't do a sit-up.
The one thing I'm going to do today is tune in to Wanda, which is being read by the author RJ Palacio at 4 o'clock our time. So I'm tuning into that. Can't wait.
Yes, and obviously when the clocks go forward, that will then go to 5 o'clock. Yeah. So as of next week, that will be happening at 5. But I also saw a link from Book Trust, and they've got all of what's happening in terms of authors reading books or doing illustration work. They've got like a whole timetable of where you can find all the different authors on the different social medias.
Oh, that's really good.
Which is really, it's really helpful because obviously I was reading that and they told me that the Wonder Reading is obviously at 4 and not 12.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is a really helpful link because I obviously didn't even realise that.
Oh, dear. That was so funny this morning when I was messaging you and you said, it's not at 12, it's at 4. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes.
I know, and that just sounded like I was really intelligent, but it wasn't. It was all Book Trust. They told me.
I know the School Library Association, they've got quite a few links to different resources on their website as well, free resources. So there's so much out there for students to do at home. It's great, really. It's like the whole world is coming together just to help each other.
Well, I've noticed as well, there's these there's a thing going round where you can put bears in your window.
No.
And then when people go walking outside, they can take their young kids, you know, for the time they're allowed to do exercise. And they go round and they go on like a bear hunt.
No.
And they look for the bears in the window. I only found this out because the people that live opposite us, they keep putting bears in their window. And I was like, why are they doing that? And
then I heard that.
Yeah.
I've noticed some people are really putting rainbows up in the window as well.
Yeah, they've got rainbows as well, but I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's part of the bear hunt.
I'm not sure. I saw something. I didn't quite read up about it properly. I saw it on Facebook, I think. There was some people telling me to put rainbows up. But I kind of flashed past it.
You are the rainbow.
Anyway, what are you reading at the moment?
Well, I've started The Crossover by Kwame Alexander.
Yeah.
But I'm reading the graphic novel version, which is it's good. I think I would have preferred it in a book, though.
Oh, right.
Rather than with the pictures, because the writing next to the pictures, I don't know, it looks quite harsh. Like, it's all in capital letters and it looks quite aggressive.
Yeah.
So I'm finding it difficult to read because the writing is in a weird style.
Oh, okay.
But the actual book itself is really good fun because he always does really good fun books, and I love the poetry and how he includes, like, he always seems to put really interesting vocab in his books and then explain it. And the pictures are nice, but I'm not sure if I like the pictures and the writing together. Like, it's a weird style that I'm not sure about.
Oh, I see. So you'd have preferred it in the book form than the fiction book.
Yeah, but I just think that's personal preference.
Yeah.
But the book itself is really good. It's about
his books are great, aren't they? The kids have really enjoyed the other ones we've had, Booked and
Rebound,
that's it. Well, I finished Saving Midnight by Susie Zale. I loved it. It was, if you're into horses, this is going to be right up your street. It's about a boy called Alexander, and he's 14 years old and he's in a concentration camp. He's separated from his mum. I believe his sister's been killed, unfortunately. And he volunteers to go and work with the horses because that's his speciality. That's what he loves to do. And he gets to look after the commander's horse. And then something happens to that first horse, which I won't divulge too much. So he gets a second horse to look after for the commander. And basically this horse has come and it's really traumatized because obviously something nasty has happened to it in transit. And he basically has to earn the horse's trust and be a friend to it and try and train this horse so that the commander can ride it in 12 days' time.
Sounds intense.
It's such a good story. And obviously it talks about the life in the concentration camps. It's real emotional. Yeah, it was great. I really liked it.
So definitely one you guys should pick up then, if you run out of books.
Oh, definitely, definitely. If you like that kind of history, war, to do with the concentration camps, that sort of thing, then yeah, it's perfect.
On in the description of this podcast, I will be putting a link to the Booktrust page that kind of details all of the things you guys can find. So When Wonder will be streaming, any illustration stuff. And see if you can find Saving Midnight on the Audible, because it's a good book.
yeah, that's a good plan, I think. I'm currently reading Frankly in Love by David Yoon. I've been wanting to read it. I'm quite enjoying it. It's about basically about Frank, a boy called Frank, and he's a Korean, and his parents are both Korean, although he was born in America, and his parents are very much they want him to marry someone Korean, and he's started a relationship with a girl called Brit, and she is a white American, and he hasn't told his parents, and he's currently told his parents or making out that he's dating his one of his friends called Joy, who is Korean, and she is dating a black boy that her parents don't know about, so she's told her parents she's dating Frank. So this, that is what is happening currently. Obviously, it's all going to go very wrong at some point, I'm sure. One of the reasons he hasn't told his parents is he has a sister called Hannah, and the parents are no longer in contact with her because she formed a relationship with a black man and has actually married him, and so they have basically disowned her.
Oh wow, it sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. It's quite a big book, but that's what I'm reading at the moment.
Okay, so we'll be back next week talking about plenty more books. I think we'll get through a lot of books. Won't we?
I think we will, yes.
Please let us know via our Twitter @lounge_learning what you have been reading during your time at home. And please send us any links to any free resources that you find, because we're happy to pass those along. Stay safe, and it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.